Swagatam. Let's start with the Prarthana. You are welcome to say with me. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavaditamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Swagatam. Let's start with the proverb also. It's a small Subhashitam. We have another one. We can just go over that. Swadeshe Pujyate Raja, Vidvan Sarvatra Pujyate. It's a Niti Sara. It's a Swadeshi Pujyate Raja, right? A king is respected, or puja, he is respected only in his kingdom. But Vidwan means is a scholar. He is respected all over the world. Okay? So it's a wise word or proverb, whatever you call it. So there is a Sanskrit Bharati Gitam Surasa Subodha Vishwamur. I have sent a link. You can go over that. Let's not just... we can do it some other time, but for now we will we'll focus on the basic class. So who... anybody else like joined this week first time, they can introduce themselves. Please unmute yourself and say like Mama Nama Sarala. Kopi Nutana Magatava. Somebody new has joined today. Go ahead.
Yes. Mama Nama Himangi.
Oh, Himangi?
Himangi, yes.
This is your first class?
Yes, this is my first class.
Okay, so this is how you introduce in Sanskritam, Mama Nama Himangi. You can ask me Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. For a lady, you can ask Bhavatyaha Nama Kim for me. Then I'll say Mama Nama Sarala. If it is a male, it's Bhavataha Nama Kim. Okay, Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Okay.
So, for catching up, you can go over the first recording and you can contact me, okay, if you want to. We have all the information there, but you can always contact
me. Sure, thank you.
Okay. So, we will go over what we did last class, right, last couple of classes. We did Akaranta Pullingaha. Akaranta Pullinga Shabda we used, it's a masculine gender. And Anjali Bhagini, I think she did the Akaranta Napunsangalinga. It ends with am. Those two we covered. Usually in Sanskritam, the rules are aha, usually Akaranta Pullinga. Usually it depends on the sounds of the word, not only the gender. Like females are females, male, but the neuter gender objects, they need not be only napunsakalinga. If it is ending with aha, they will be pullinga shabdaha. If they end with they are napunsakalinga shabdaha. Today we will see strilinga also. Usually strilinga will end with a or e, right? For example, by names also you can find out, right? Sarala. Sarala is Akaranta. So that is a female. Kasturi Ikaranta. Savitri. That's Ikaranta. So that way you can know. And Amphalam, Pustakam. Those are all Napunsakalinga Shabdaha. So that's how you... and male usually like, for example, Ajay, Ajayaha. That's how we, that is a complete word. It's not like ajaya, ajayaha. That's how the object is identified. It's just a parichaya. It's just an object. Okay, when you address an object, it's ajayaha. Ajay mahodaya also is fine. But that's how you differentiate between pullinga, napunsakalinga, and strilinga. For example, parichaya, like karanta pullinga shabdaha. So vrakshaha. So how is anybody, like we, I think, went over first class. Whoever doesn't know Devanagari Lipi, there were not many, only Vignajit, he's a young boy. Anybody else do not know Devanagari? Means this in Hindi, or if they know Hindi, Marathi also, it's the same Lipi, right? It's called Devanagari Lipi. Anybody does not know? Okay, that's good. If anybody does not know and doesn't want to say here, you can email me also. I'll give you more information. Here, mostly first few classes, we will focus on spoken Sanskrit, and that's how we learn. Right? However, we learn a new language. We just focus on speaking, okay, and learning new words. So we'll focus on that. But it's side by side, if you have to brush up, because unless you use write in Hindi or Marathi or Sanskrit, it may not be very fresh in your mind. So you better start taking a notebook and writing down and doing. I hope you are doing the Abhyasa Pustakam. There is Abhyasa Pustakam attached. You can buy a hard copy or you can print this out and do the exercises. Every week I will send you which pages you have to do. This will give you practice in writing. So it's a good idea to do the Abhyasa Pustakam. That's how we use the hard copy when we were learning. Since this is an online course, please print it out and use it and do the exercises. And use the Sanskrit dictionary liberally always. I use it a lot even now. So it's very useful. It's not perfect, but it's very, very useful. So those are some tips I was trying to give you. So how, okay, coming back to Vrakshaha. Vraksha, vru, ru, ku is a vyanjana, sha, a. Then this is called Visarga. The two dots, it's called Visarga, Vrakshaha. That's how it's pronounced, Vrakshaha. So this is how the we can break it apart. Va, then Ru, this is the oval, right? Then Ka, that's half, then becomes Sha, it'll add, become Ksha, and A, there is an A also. Then there is a Visarga. That two dots are called. If you are not very fluent or cannot read it, you can use this also. Anybody joined?
Lakshmi, I'm just going to watch it. Namaskaram Bhagini, I'm just going to listen.
Okay, Namaskara. Please put yourself on mute. Mm-hmm. There is an echo. Dhanyavada Bhagini. Okay, so if you cannot read Sanskritam or you have to brush up, you can use English transliteration. The Vrakshaha. So you will find it everywhere in the slides. So you can use it. Okay. So Pustakam, this is like a Napunsakalinga. In the end, Akaranta Napunsakalinga Shabda. Pustakam, Pa, it's a Vyanjana, right? Pa. U, Sa, Sa. A, ka, a, umma, pustakam. That's how you can break it apart. That's how they have explained pustakam. Don't worry too much. Just observe it. We can go over in detail about aksharas later. We will focus on learning the words, like how you learn a new language. That's how we will. We will just brush up all this. We went over this the first class. Pullinga shabda, when we are showing further report what they will say. Saha, right? When you are pointing further for a pulinga shabda, we will say saha. If it is nearby, it's eshaha. Kaha means who, right? Saha kaha. Saha. Saha kaha. Saha. Ajayaha, or whatever, like for a male person. So eshaha kaha. If something pulinga shabda is nearby, you can point out that saha cholaha, whatever it is. So it, saha is very further, so saha cholaha. When it's a long hand, you are pointing further. If it is a closer, you are, it is eshaha. Okay, for example, it's in Hindi yaha, a O means sah. Esha means yeah. It's just next to you. It is just next to you. So this is, what is this then? Anybody can say? It's pointing further.
Saha makaraha.
Saha kaha.
Saha makaraha.
Saha makaraha.
It's pointing further. Mm. Okay, good. Uttamam bhagin.
Saha makaraha.
Very good. Is it Vignajit? Who was
yes.
it? Is it? Very good. Okay, so Vidyuddipaha. Saha Vidyuddipaha. It's pointing further, right? Saha Vidyuddipaha. Eshaha kaha?
Eshaha Karadipaha.
Esha Karadipaha. Esha kaha?
Esha
Gataha.
Gataha.
Esha kaha Gataha.
Esha kaha? Esha Gataha. Esha kaha means what is this? This is a pot. Esha Gataha. Okay, you can read here also. So this is pustakam. I was explaining, right? Means it's a pustakam. It's a napunsakalinga shabda, right? So when it is, we are pointing further with this long hand, right? We are pointing further and it's asking tat kim. Okay, for a napunsakalinga, we will ask tat kim. Tat pustakam. Tat kim, tat pustakam. When it is nearby, it is the shorthand, right? Etat kim. Etat kim, etat vyajanam. Etat kim, etat vyajanam. Etat kim, etat urukam. Etat kim, etat urukam. Etat kim?
Etat vatayanam.
Very good. Etat vatayanam. Tat kim?
Tat kim tat bhojanam.
Very good. Tat kim tat bhojanam. Tat bhojanam. Okay, Balakrishna Mahodaya, you can read this.
Tat kim tat phenakam.
Uttama Mahodaya. Usha Bhagini.
Tat kim tat griham.
Etat
kim. This is etat, because there is a shorthand, right? Yeah, etat. Yeah, you get
etat.
Little bit, etat kim, etat gram.
Okay.
It's a shorthand, yeah.
Okay.
It's nearby. Okay, this is further. Somebody else, Aditya Mahodaya? Tat kim, tat?
Yes.
Yutakam. Tat kim, tat. If you are not very familiar with the, I don't know, the Devanagari Lipi, you can read here also, okay? Tat kim tat yutakam.
Tat kim tat yutakam.
Very good.
Next, Anita, can you take this one?
It's further away. I don't know whether she can hear us.
Anita Bhagini, are you on? Can you hear?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Yes, please yes. Continue. Please take this.
Tat kim tat kankatam.
Very good. Uttama. Next, Balakrishnan.
Etat kim etat sanganam. Sanganakam.
Sanganakam. Uttama.
Sanganakam. Saraswati Bhagini. Saraswati Bhagini is there? Jaya Bhagini?
Here, I'm here.
Oh, who is this?
Jaya.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Bhagini. This is nearby, right?
Yes.
Very good. Yeah, etat. Right. Don't hesitate. Just try. You etat, are just in the
etat
beginning.
Etat kim. Etat kim. Etat mitram.
Please don't hesitate at all because you are just started. So please make mistakes. Please.
Sarala Bhagini, can you hear me? This is Saraswati.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Next one you can do.
Esha kim. Esha
Mitra. Just read Mitraha. Mitraha, why they have shown is, did you see the difference? Mitraha means it is Surya. Yeah, it is a Pullinga Shabda. Mitraha. How it is ending, that is why it is Esha Kaha, you might have to ask. Mitram means it's a friend, but see, it is ending Am, that's why it is a Napunsakalinga Shabda. That's how in the Sanskrit you have to look at the end, how it is ending. Okay?
So, etat kim, etat mitram.
So, everybody is clear about Napunsakalinga and Pullinga Shabdaha?
Bhagini.
Okay, so if any questions, please let me know, or you can send an email. But if you have any questions, let me know. Or we can move on to Strilinga Shabda. Okay? Strilinga Shabda, like I explained, it is Akaranta or Ikaranta. Okay? Like our names, right? Usually, Asarala, Arati, Anita, right? Jaya. So, Akaranta Shabda. So, that is ending A or E are always usually Strilinga Shabda, mostly. So, Sa, that's how you can say Sa, here A, right? Sa, when it is further, Sa Ka. That's how you ask. Sa Ka. That's how you ask, what is that further? It's a female object, you say Sa Ka. Sa Shaya. Saka sa shaya.
Sa shaya.
You can say with me, or after we repeat, we can go one by one, however you want to. But at least you practice, even if you are on mute, just practice it. And please repeat, mainly for the pronunciation. Panchalika
means doll?
Panchalika is doll, yes. Panchalika is doll.
Okay. Thank you.
This also they have, this looks like a doll, but yeah, they have put a doll's picture, but it's Balika. Balika means a girl, right?
No, sa Balika.
Sa Balika.
Actually, I have a question. See, even for non-living things, how do we identify it is a feminine gender? Like example, the previous case, Shaya. Shaya, we will have to like treat it as feminine, is it?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying how the sound ending, right? Akaranta, right? When it is okay. Akaranta or Ikaranta, even though it's like it's an object, in some Indian languages we have that, right? Some languages we use, like Hindi and
Navi,
all. Some,
yeah, Navi we use feminine names. We treat it as like feminine. For all the like river names, all of them are like treated as a feminine. So,
yeah, living and non-living doesn't matter. It's just how it ends, the how the word sounds, how the ending of the word, A or E. Okay? Because living or doesn't, it depends on the word, not the whether it's an object or a human being or whatever.
Mitram is also living, right?
Okay? You it will get clearer and clearer. Let's go over all these words. These are all like, even though see here, for example. This is Kunchika, right? Kunchika is what? Key. In English, I mean, it's a little harder to compare to English. Better to I'm assuming all of you know one or two Indian languages, right? So it'll be easy to relate to Indian languages. Kunchika means key. So see, Akaranta, right? Even though it's a lifeless object, for English, we'll say it. But in Sanskrit, it is a Strilinga Shabda. So that's why Eshaka, it's nearby. So Eshaka, Esha, Kunchika. So it's a Strilinga Shabda. Okay? It's a Strilinga Shabda. That's how it is differentiated in Sanskrit.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay? So Shila, it's another example. Shila means it's a rock, right? It's a rock. So it's nearby. Okay? Eshaka, Esha, Shila. Eshaka, Esha, Shila.
Shila.
Esha, Shila.
Saka, Samapika.
Saka. Sa.
Mapika.
Saka, Samapika.
Mapika.
Saka. Samapika.
Eshaka. Shatika.
Shatika. Okay. Eshaka. Eka. Esha. Shatika.
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 Esha.
Nidhanika. Saka. Nidhanika. Nidhanika.
Nidhanika.
Okay, dha you have to stress.
Eshaka.
Esha sharkara.
Eshaka. Esha sharkara.
Eshaka. Esha sharkara. See, this is also a Srilinga Shabda. Ah, Sharkara, right? So. This is Jalanalika.
Jalanalika. Jalanalika.
Esha Jalanalika. Esha Jalanalika. See, now Ikaranta, right? Ika, E ending. So, Esha ka, Esha Sammarjani.
Sammarjani.
Esha bro. Esha ka, Esha. Sammarjani.
Sammarjani.
Sammarjani. Saka sa ghati. This is like E, right? You have to little bit more, like ghati. You have to little bit stress it.
Lekhani.
Esha ka, Esha lekhani.
Lekhani.
Esha ka, Esha lekhani.
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 Saka,
Saka, Saka,
Saka, Saka,
Ankani. Saka, Sa Ankani.
Ankani.
Saka, Sa Ankani.
Ankani.
Saka, Sa Ankani.
Ankani. Means it's a pencil, okay? Ankani.
Saka,
Saka, Sa Nadi.
Saka sa nadi. Gayatri.
Gayatri.
Saka sa gayatri.
Gayatri.
Saka sa gayatri.
Lakshmi.
Yeah. Lakshmi, there is a visarga, so you have to say Lakshmi.
Yes.
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi. Esha ka, Esha Lakshmi.
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 I just have one question. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so in Ekarant Shabd, which is thrilling, there also we have visarga.
Sometimes Lakshmi hi is very, very rarely only Lakshmi hi, because she is a devata. So Lakshmi hi you use. And sometimes the Hraswa Swara also, Trilinga, there are visargas. But for Ikaranta, right? Ikaranta only Lakshmi has a Lakshmi hi. Yeah. Lakshmi is an exception.
But
like
otherwise,
some devata. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah?
No. For feminine gender, do we have visarga?
Yes, we have in some places. Not all. Some of them
okay.
Do.
Okay.
You will get, okay. Now you just just understand the words and pronunciation, you will get used to it, okay? Now you feel that way, but you will get used to it.
Yeah.
Durga. Durga.
Esha ka, Esha.
Saka. It's
Saka.
Further, right?
Very sorry.
Sa Durga.
Yeah, that's fine. Saka, Sa Durga.
Saka, Sa Durga.
Saka, Sa Durga.
Esha ka,
Saraswati.
Esha ka, Saraswati. Esha, Saraswati.
Saka
Bhadrakali.
Sa Bhadrakali. Saka Sa Bhadrakali. Yeah, you are somebody is asking a question, but it's very faint.
Okay. Is it audible, Bhagini?
Little better, but we cannot hear you clearly. You are very faint.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, a little bit. yeah, you can try now.
Okay.
try.
No, actually, Durga is her pulling a saptaha only, no?
No, Durga Akaranta, right? Durga Akaranta. Did you see Akaranta? Durga, right? Yes. So it's a Strilinga.
Strilinga, Durga, okay. Okay.
Akaranta, Ikaranta, it's a Saraswati, Ikaranta, right? Badrakali.
Okay, thank you.
I think that Pullinga Durgaha means that it's a fortress or something, right?
Oh, yeah, correct. Oh, I think he got confused there. Durga, this is Durga Devi, that Durgaha, yeah, Durgaha, that is fort, yeah. That is just Durga, this is Durga, right?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Esha ka Esha Parvati.
Aka.
Saka.
Saka.
Saka. Saka. Saka. Saka.
Saka. Parvati. Saka. Saka. Parvati.
Saka. Parvati.
Saka. Parvati.
Saka. Saka. Parvati.
Uttamam. Mahila.
Saka.
Sa mahila. Saka sa mahila.
Mahila.
Saka.
Saka sa vidha.
Jeshta.
Saka sa jeshta. You can use any.
Vidha.
Vidha or jeshta. Saka sa lata.
Lata.
Saka sa lata.
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 Esha ka esha mala.
Esha ka esha mangala.
Esha mala.
Aisha Mala.
Yesha.
Yesha. Yesha. Yesha. Yuvati. Yesha. Yesha. This is like short Ikaranta, right? Did you notice? It is like a little bit short, like not Nandi,
yeah.
Right? Saraswati. Yes. It is.
Here also it is like Lakshmi, no?
No, no, no. Ha, but it's Lakshmi. It's a Ikaranta, right? It's a Dirgha.
Okay, Lakshmi, but here the Vidarga is coming, no?
Yeah, yeah. Shorty, it will come some places, but long like Dirgha Ikaranta, only Lakshmi has it.
Okay, okay. So, one thing to keep in mind without getting confused, for every rule in Sanskrit, there will be exceptions. Okay, so that is the rule. Every rule has an exception. So, but generally, we'll focus on what is the commonality. Okay, so anything that ends in a visarga for akaranta is a masculine. Like Ajayaha, Lindaha, Balaha, Balakaha.
Ajayaha.
It's all pullinga. Anything that ends with A, Akaranta or Ikaranta is?
Strilinga.
Like Sarala, Mala, Lata, Nadi. Okay, and anything that ends with is a
napunsakling.
Pustakam. Okay, phalam. So that is the general rule of thumb. Given that there will be exceptions.
Yeah,
sometimes.
For the basic classes, you focus on that. Don't get into too much over analyzing. Let's just focus on the words. So you will be fine. This is a tried and tested method. Don't just let's move on. Mayuri. Okay, Mayuri.
Mayuri.
Eshaka, Esha, Mayuri.
Mayuri.
Saka, sa.
Sahaka.
Utpitika.
Sa utpitika.
Sa utpitika.
Sa utpitika.
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 Saka, sa utpitika.
Eshaka.
Esha Suchi.
Suchi.
Esha ka Esha Suchi.
Esha Suchi.
Saka.
Saka.
Saka. Saka. Kartari. Kartari.
Saka. Kartari.
Kartari.
Saka sa lepan pattika.
Lepana pattika.
Lepana pattika.
Pattika.
Sa lepana pattika.
Esha ka.
Esha
ka.
Esha patti.
Esha patti. Or Esha Pattika.
Pattika.
Esha Pattika. Yeah, Esha Patti or Esha Pattika.
Saka.
Saka. Sa
Vaidya.
Sa
Vaidya.
Saka.
Sa
Vaidya.
Saka. Sa Vaidya.
Vaidya.
Esha ka, Esha Sikshika.
Sikshika.
Esha Sikshika.
Yeah, usually like other languages, Shikshaki, right? That, here in Sanskritam, it's Balika, Shikshika. Okay, like that, little bit of change. Bal, otherwise, we say Balaki, right? Balaki or Shikshaki. Mm. But actually, it's Sikshika. Balika.
Saka,
Dvichakrika.
Esha ka?
Esha Duravani.
Esha Duravani.
Esha Duravani.
Esha
Jangama
Duravani.
Jangama
Duravani.
Jangama Duravani. So anything else? Anything else is confusing or you are all okay with the Srilinga Shabda? Any questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, we'll take a few minutes to do some exercise. Not everybody seems to be participating, so I'll call out some names. If you can say one word each in Pullinga, Strilinga, and Napunsakalinga. Okay? Any word? So let us start with Milinda Mahodaya.
Napunsakalinga Shabda.
Napunsakalinga Shabda. Amen.
So I have to say any word or
just say a word in Pullinga, Strilinga and Napunsakalinga. One word okay. Each.
Napunsaka Pustakam.
Ah.
Okay. Good. Strilinga.
Strilinga. Lakshmiha.
Lakshmi. You pick the hard one. Lakshmihi.
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 Pullinga.
Down. All the caterpillars wake.
Anybody's name, right? That is the easiest. Gataha. Anybody's name. What was that?
Gataha. Gataha.
Ah, Gataha.
Ah, okay.
Very good. Uttama Mode.
Next, Usha. Usha Bhagini.
Pullinga Shabdaha, Rikshaha. Napunsaka
Shabdaha. There is a lot of echo on the line.
Is it okay now?
Yes.
Pullinga Shabdaha, Vrikshaha. I think the echo is there.
If you are not speaking, can you please mute your phone?
Pullinga Shabdaha.
Okay, try again, Bhagini.
Pullinga Shabdaha. Vrikshaha. Napunsaka Linga Shabdaha. Vrikshaha.
I don't know, something echoes.
Looks like there is a lot of disturbance on the line, so I'll try to mute everybody just a minute.
But I am able to hear, there is no problem with the line, Jay Mahodaya.
Okay, I think now it seems to be better. So, okay, we'll try it once more. If there is a problem, then we'll continue.
Okay.
No point in wasting time. So, yes. Next, let's say, Himangi, can you try?
Yes. Pullinga Shabdaha, Shabdaha Deepaha.
Uttamam.
Strilinga Shabda, Dvi Chakrika.
Very good.
And Napunsakalinga Shabdaha, Kankatam.
Uttamam Bhagini.
Uttamam.
Dhanyavada.
Next, Anita.
Pullinga Shabdaha, Jamakaha. I'm feeling the Shabda, Janani, Janakaha.
Janakaha, okay, good.
Janani, feeling the Shabda, Janani. And then Napumsakalinga Shabda, मन्दिरं
मन्दिरं उत्तमं धन्यवादः भगिनि
धन्यवादः
Sundareshan Mahodaya, can you try?
Mitraha Pulinga Saptaha Radha Srilinga Saptaha Mitram Navamsakalinga
Very good. Let's see, anybody I missed?
Aarti Bhagini, can you hear us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Did you say the words?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear.
Yeah.
Pulling is chamasaha, which is spoon.
Uttamam. Mm-hmm.
Thrilling is kunchika. Which is key.
Very good.
And Napunsakalingam is Pustakam.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Mitram, friend.
Napunsakalingam.
So the key is you have to keep, saying these words and getting used to them. I just wanted to get some participation. So if anybody I missed, Padma Sini, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, can you, I think this is your first class, or if you can try some words, that'll be good.
Yeah. Strilinga, Sheila.
Sheila.
Yeah. Speak a little louder.
Strilinga Sheila.
Uttamam.
Satika. Sorry. Strilinga.
Shatika.
Yeah. That's also Strilingam.
Okay. Phalam. Pulinga. Sorry. Napumsakalinga.
Did you say Pulinga?
No.
Palam Napumsakalinga, neutral.
Okay.
Samichinam Bhagini.
Krishna is Pullinga. Uttam. Dhanyavad.
Vignajit. You have to unmute yourself. I'm trying to find you to unmute. Okay, let me unmute you. Okay, can you hear me now? Vignajit? Can you hear me or can you say some words? I think he cannot hear me, I don't know. Anybody else we missed, please say some words. Pullinga, Napunsakalinga, Srilingam. Balakrishna Mahodaya?
Can I say?
Yeah, who is it?
Saraswati.
Yes. Please, go ahead.
Pullinga Shabdaha, Karnaha, for ear.
Trilinga,
nasika for nose.
Uttamam.
Mukham for napumshakalinga.
Uttamam.
Uttamam.
Can I say, this is Jaya?
Sure.
Pullinga shabdaha balakaha. Strilinga shabdaha is balika. Pullinga is pushpam.
Uttamam. Anybody else? We missed Balakrishna Mahodaya. I think you didn't say, right?
Can I say?
Yes.
Yeah. Pullinga Saptaha Ramaha. Srilinga Saptaha Sita. Nabumsakalingaha Palam.
Palam. Uttamam. Kaha Mahodaya, Balakrishna Mahodaya va? Bhavata Nama Kim?
Vasukrishnan.
Oh, Vasukrishnan, no? Okay, anybody else I missed?
Okay, looks like we got almost everybody. If somebody we missed, you can get on later. So we can proceed now.
So here, like, again, Shabda Parichaya, Akaranta, Srilinga, Bala. Bala also you can say. Balika, Bala also. So Ba, like Vyanjana plus A, it becomes Ba, right? La, Vyanjana, A. That's how Bala, Balika also. Li, E, then Ka, A, Balika. So they have just explained it that way. So, Shabda Parichaya, there you can all go over this Nadi. Also, they have like Vyanjana, Na, A, the E, Nadi. Okay, now there are some Vastu Parichaya from the Pakashala. Pakashala means kitchen. So, there are some kitchen-related things. Pakashala. Pakashala, what do you think the linga is? Pakashala. Esha Pakashala. This is a Srilinga. Correct? Jesus. So word ending you have to observe. That's all. So there are Pakashala Sambandini Vastuni. Means they are all kitchen related. Pakashala Sambandini. Sambandha means, you know, related. Related Vastu. Vastu means object. Vastuni. It's a Bahuvachana word, but don't worry about it. Here they have given. But don't worry about that for now. So this is Shulika. It's Shulika. Chamasaha. Okay, this is Chamasaha for spoon. Churika for a knife. Churika. Thalika for a plate. Thalika. Okay. Shulika. Chamasaha. Churika, Thalika, Thalika.
Thalika, Thalika.
So, Chashakaha. Chashakaha means the glass. Chashakaha. Adhanika. Adhanika means the tray. Chashakadhani means the saucer. Oh, this cup also you can call it as a chashakaha. So chashakadani is a saucer. So velani, the rolling pin. Velani. Okay, velani. The la is twice, right? Half la. So velani. So these are some other objects. Gataha. Kataha. This is like a saucepan. Manthanaha. मन्तानः
दर्वी
दर्वी मिश्रकं पेषकम् So what do you think? Gataha is a pullinga shabda, right? Gataha.
Yes.
Kataha is a pullinga shabda. Manthanaha is a pullinga shabda. Darvi, what do you think? Darvi is?
Trilinga shabda.
Ikaranta, right? Trilinga. And Mishrakam?
Napunsa.
Napunsakalinga. Uttamam. Peshakam?
Napunsakalinga.
నపుంసకలింగ శబ్ద సో పాకశాల సంబంధి వస్తుని దే హ్యావ్ గాట్ సమ్ మోర్ బాష్పహ మీన్స్ స్టీమ్ బాష్పహ స్టీమ్ ద్రోణి ఇస్ అ బకెట్ రైట్ ఇట్స్ ఈకారం ద్రోణి విద్యుచ్చుల్లిహి ఇస్ లైక్ అ స్టవ్ See, it's electric stuff. Vidyut is electricity, everybody knows. Vidyut chulihi. Patram, it's a vessel. Indhanam. Indhanam, it's the fuel, right? It's a gas cylinder. So sa anila, they have given sa, right? Sa anila chulihi, it's a gas stove. Anila means gas, anila chulihi, it's a gas stove. Here, vidyut chulihi is electric stuff. So Vashpaha is a steam. So some more. Kupi. Kupi means a bottle. Okay. Kupi is a bottle. Siktavartika. Siktavartika is a candle. Agnihi. So it's a fire. Just Agni is fire. Jala koopi, it's a drinking water bottle. Jala means water, jalam. So, water bottle. Parashu, it's an axe. Maybe they, for the wooden pieces they might have shown. Parashu, it's an ukaranta. We haven't seen it yet, but it's okay. We will cover it later. Kashtam means firewood, small pieces of firewood. That's called kashtam. Manjusha, it's a basket. Here is at the side. Manjusha, it's a akaranta strilinga. Dhumaha, right? See, dhumaha, it's also smoke. Kashtam means those wooden pieces. Okay, somebody wants to volunteer? Just to read?
Bashpasthali
means it's a cooker. Next. You can do next one also.
Suchuti.
It's like a tongue, right? It's like a suchuti.
Agni petika,
matchbox.
Chulli apakah.
Chulli means it's like a gas. Chulli apakah, I think it's oven. Oven. Shodhani, it's like a strainer. Shodhani. Agni shalaka, matchstick. So we can recap. Wait, it's too many things. Okay, there's one more left, but we can do it next week, I think. We can go over some words. Again, we can just recap. Swaraha means vowels. Okay, swaraha, a, e, all those are swaraha. Anybody has any question? Okay, I think there was some crosstalk. Swaraha is vowels. Vyanjanani is consonants. Ka, kha, those are consonants. Aksharani means all the alphabets. So whenever mama, right, mama, nama, it's common for all genders, all three genders will say mama, nama, right? So it's, you have to write the full mama and you have to even pronounce it mama, not the half mom. When it is like the half line here, that's like venjan, mom. So that's the wrong pronunciation, so mama. So bhavataha, everybody knows you are, it's masculine. Bhavatyaha, feminine. Bhavatyaha nama. Okay? So nama also fully you have to write nama. Like in Hindi, naam, they say, right? But this is not the way it is. It's nama. Fully you have to say nama. So kim is correct. Kim is what? So saha, whenever it's a masculine, you are pointing at a masculine object or person. It is saha. Eshaha, when he is nearby. And when it's a feminine object or person, it's sa. And esha, when she is nearby. So feminine object or a person. Kaha means who in the masculine. Saha kaha, right? We say saha kaha. For feminine, say ka, sa ka. We say sa ka. Kim means what? Tat kim. Always napunsakalinga, we say tat kim. We use it for kim, for what or who. Both we use it. Kim. Namapadam means it's noun. Subandhapada. Namapada means nouns are called namapada. I think in many languages it's the same. Kriyapada means verb. We haven't gotten there yet. So we will get there very soon. So this Abhyasa Pustakam, I suggest you, I don't know whether you have looked at this. I will every day, every after every class, I will send you the pages and please try to do the exercises. Except for a couple of people, everybody knows Devanagari. So just fill these. This should take like 5-10 minutes. So you can be up to date and keep up with the class. So this is Eshaha, Balakaha, Savradha. You can just fill all this. This is like a basic book we use. In the like in-person class, we use this book. So I will send you then fill all this. This will be very good exercise and you will remember. And try to use the dictionary also. So how many people know about the Google input tool? If you want to write in any other language, have you tried any Google input tool? This you can type here with, you have to install it. I can send you, I have sent it, I don't know whether this class, I can send you this for the next class, but I'll just show, see, when you install it, it'll get installed here. So, and you can tick on like which language you want, any language, Hindi, Kannada, you can do any your local language, Devanagari Lipi. When you do that, and when you type in English, like my keyboard is English, right? Even then, I can type. I don't know what I did. Yeah, I'm kind of, it's not writing now, I don't know. But anyway, you can write when you install and you can type your here, or you, in the even the Sanskrit dictionary, here Devanagari Sandhi train. This is for looking up words. I showed you in the first class, right, for a tree, for example. Oh, now it's working. But anyway, we'll just remove this now. Now it's working. But
so after the class, we'll give you some light homework. This will help you to, you know, stay in touch. So before the next class, so hopefully by, say, Thursday of next week, if you can send it back, you can either, you know, write it on a piece of paper, take a picture and email it to Sarla and myself. Or you can, if you're able to install the tool, you can, you know, type it in a document and email it, whichever works for you. Okay?
Yeah, you can practice this Google input tool also, but I recommend you writing in a notebook so that you will get practice of writing in Sanskritam. Now, here you type in English, right? But this is good for writing emails and stuff.
I think, yeah, for now you can just write it on a sheet of paper, you know, take a picture on your phone or something and then email that that photo. So we'll since we are not doing face-to-face, it is very difficult to judge your facial expression, whether you understand or you're looking confused. You know, so we need some way to see that you're making progress. It's entirely voluntary. If you can send do the homework and send it, that will be really good. But it is not compulsory.
You will go far if you little bit practice. See, this was the homework. I don't know whether anybody did. Did you go and look in this dictionary, kitchen, spoon, knife?
Yes, I did it.
Yeah.
I normally use the dictionary.
Yeah, very good. So, yeah, this is, if anybody needs, did you all play around with this or anybody wants me to go over this dictionary once? I'll go over one example. Like kitchen, right? For example, so kitchen in English, I'll just type here, right? Kitchen. So in English, just Pakashala. See, it gives you a lot of synonyms and like soup kitchen. This will add everything which contains kitchen. So be careful looking it up, but at least you know. Pakashala, you will know. You want to just converse very simple words, then you can use this and just find. And sometimes it gives some sentence also. And for example, you know, you came across some Sanskrita word, right? And you want to know the meaning of it. So that also, it will be very useful. For example, you have to change from Sanskrit to English, right? Just say taru. What is taru? So you can just go and check. And it comes in. So click on it. And taru, whatever taru has, it will come with half taru. But you don't want taru now. You want taru. See taru, quick. Taru means tree also. So taru is a male, it's a male word. Taruhu. So like that, it's male or it's a female, that also it will give you. By practice, you will be conversant with this. So that's why you just play around with dictionary. And if you have not done already, many have you done it, but just go around and plug all these and get the meaning and get familiar with these words. So that's what I will suggest. And this is a Google Doc I was showing you, and even in Google Doc also you can play around. Here there is already that Sanskrita I have uploaded. So there it shows you whatever language you want. I think there are many languages there I saw. So you can even in the phone, I think many people may be using it already. Even in the computer, you can do this. Or here also, you can do and copy and paste. This is like a Sandhi trainer. This also is a good tool, just next to the dictionary. See, it has all the letters, especially for Vignajit. This is, you can go here and see everything, and it shows how to. Here I use this just for, I type in English, so that practice won't be there, but at least you can look at the alphabets and all that. And how it is written, transliteration, like A, small a you have to write. For I, you have to write two A's or A. So it is really explaining how to write transliteration. It's not, you cannot try, you don't have a Devanagari typewriter. So this way you can play around. So that also is useful.
Yeah, you can use that tool primarily to find, you know, words. If you know the English word and you want to know what is the Sanskritam equivalent, you know, or if you know, if you find a Sanskritam word and you want to know what the meaning is. So this is a very good tool for that. Okay, so I would encourage everybody to use it. Or at least put this in one of your favorites, spoken sanskrit.org.
Yeah, I have already. Yeah, that's one of, I'll send you, there are some other dictionaries, but this is a good one to start with, I think. It's easier. Any questions so far? Any comments? Is anybody on mute or? I think I.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just have one query. I had ordered the Sanskrit Abhyas Pustaka book 15 days back. It has not reached. So is there any contact number or something that I can call somebody?
Oh, where is this? From Bangalore?
Hard copy.
From where did you order?
Sorry?
How did you order?
Online.
Okay, so you
there was a link given in the email.
Sanskrit Bharati website, right?
Yeah, so I ordered from there.
Did you get a confirmation email or something like that?
Yeah, I got the confirmation through SMS.
Oh, okay.
How many days ago? When was this?
It was on 16 January. 16 January.
Oh. It usually takes about 7 to 10 days, but that is... Did they give any contact phone number or email?
No. I only have the order number. That's it. And it says 7 to 15 days. It's been 15 days. I've been waiting for the book. Is there any where I can just call?
Yeah, it's from Sanskrit Bharati website. Usually they are the contact. You are in India, right?
Yeah, in India.
Yeah, the Sanskrit Bharati website. But usually what happens, I have seen, it goes out of stock. The books go out of stock pretty quickly. Maybe they are reprinting. But I can send, you can go to the website itself. But Aarti, right? This is Aarti?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm Aarti Sarla.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so it's a Sanskrit Bharati website, you can go and check, but I will send you the number also. Maybe they may be out of stock and they may be reprinting, that can happen.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have the order ID.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, since the lot of new batches have started, maybe they have a lot of orders and they could be back ordered, so... Yeah, try contacting them and see what they.
Yeah, sure. Let me check the website once and put the order ID to know the status or something.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Anything else?
So also there would have been a link to the did you send the electronic copy?
Yeah. They already have the link. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's good to have a hard copy with you. That's very good actually. Yeah. This everybody has, right? In the email and even in the recording link, right? There you have, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's nice to have a hard copy, so that will be neat. Everything together. Okay. So, anything else you have? Anybody? Okay. So we can. If nothing else.
I just wanted to say one thank you, Sarala. Sarala and Nade Mahodaya. Honestly, I'm very thankful to both of you, and I feel very nice to have joined this this group and even this initiative. I'm very happy and I'm deeply grateful to all of you for organizing this and
you're welcome. Please. Yeah, you can thank us by being regular and learning. That's a big thank.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, continue this enthusiasm and keep at it. So in the beginning, you have to put some effort. Then it becomes very easy, and you will relate to your your language. A lot of words you already know it. So it's intuitively you will get it. In the beginning, a little bit, you have to put in some effort, but be regular and practice. Okay, who was speaking?
Hello, sir. This is Anita. Anita from Bangalore.
Okay. If there is nothing else, I think we can end with the Shanti Mantra. And we will send you some homework. And if anybody do not know the Devanagari Lipi, let me know. I'll give you some information and tools. I know if many of you might have studied in school, colleges, and haven't used it much later. So please write down and start practicing. So that's very good to practice.
Okay, some of the homework would also involve using the tool that we just went over, the spokensanskrit.org. So you may have to use that if you are not familiar. So just keep that in mind, okay? And no pressure. I mean, if you make mistakes, that's fine.
Yeah, make mistakes.
we have made so many mistakes, and that's how you learn. And the fact that you're here, means that you're interested in learning. So it'll be good if you can do the assignments. So I think if there are no more questions, we'll go to end the class with the Shanti Mantra.
Yeah, everybody can say.
Om Sarve
Bhavantu Sukhinah.
Sarve
Santu Niramayah.
Sarve
Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Ma
Kaschid Dukbhag Bhavet.
Shanti,
shanti, shanti, shanti.
Dhanyavadaha, Shubharatri.